Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you found him, report to me, so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went, and look, the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chest and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. They can hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place, and they were there at the right time. That's Eugene Peterson's take on the arrival of the Magi. It is a reasonable take if you consider the culmination of their journey and the sense of accomplishment after a journey that was so long and difficult in the making. Then when you add the emotion and the depth of what or whom they had found, you can imagine, along with Peterson, the joy of the moment. Matthew's account of the Magi always reminds me of the reality television series The Amazing Race, in which teams compete in a race across various places on the globe, encountering intriguing cultures and challenges along their way. The show divides the race into legs, in which the last team to arrive at the destination of each leg faces elimination. Team by team, the contestants arrive. Exuding with a sense of accomplishment, they leap onto the awaiting carpet spread before the host of the race. The last team to arrive hears the crushing news. "You are the last team to arrive. I'm sorry to inform you that you have been eliminated from the race." I can see the Magi, having followed the guiding star from the east, having encountered the roadblock of Herod, having consulted local traditions to navigate unknown aspects of the journey, finally taking one final leap onto the welcome mat on the front porch of Mary and Joseph's house. They rang the doorbell. Joseph opens the door with the news. The angels have already arrived. The shepherds have come and gone. "Sorry to tell you that you are the last team to arrive. You have been eliminated from the race." Not to be deterred, the Magi insist, "This is the place. We have arrived at the right time. We have come from afar to offer gifts, and that is exactly what we're going to do. It's not a race. It's a call. It's our call, and we're going to see it through in our time." Magi offered gifts to the Christ child, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We know the story. But what gifts do the Magi offer us? What have they brought to us that would offer us wisdom and inspiration in our own quest to follow our own star to wherever it is that the Christ child waits to be discovered by us as they lead us on our call? The Magi would have little patience with those of us who think we're up for a road trip, but soon enough start with our incessant questions. How much farther? When you hop on the back of a camel with a Magi, you can't leave home without a strong spirit of determination to stay on the road no matter what. This is no race, but it isn't any walk in the park either. This is a journey, a long one. Sometimes you journey without the benefit of a sense of any way forward or without any clearly marked paths. Sometimes through places of bewildering sense of lostness, of not being certain where you're going, wondering if you will ever get there or if you will even know if you do. That sought after, yet undefined, right place. If we're going to travel with the Magi, we'll have to come to learn to travel our path and travel it in our time. It's sometimes discouraging to see others who are in the fast lane, who is by you, as if they know where they're going, or those who seem to have arrived at their destination already. Why do we have such a slow, arduous trek? Why does the road go on and on in unexpected directions, one blind curve after another? Are we even on the right road? How are we to stick it out? Seasoned travelers, the Magi, would call us to remain steadfast in pursuit of our path. They remind us that if we continue to go where our star leads us, we will undoubtedly get to where we need to be. We will find the right place, and we will find it at just the right time. But we will need patience. Ah, patience. This is how we know whether we're among the Magi, whether we are the wise men or not. Are we wise enough to know what patience even is? Maybe we should let the Magi tell us about patience and how that would make a difference in the way that we are accustomed to traveling. They might say that if we were to embark on a journey beyond what we know, there will undoubtedly be times that we feel lost. There will be turns to navigate that will render the GPS useless. What do we usually do in those kinds of places? More often than not, we panic. We do the first impulsive thing that comes to our mind. Well, that's not patience. Patience is the ability to remain calm when we find ourselves or lose ourselves in unknown territory. The experts say that the key to survival when you are lost is knowing that you are lost. That's why kids who become lost are found more often than adults. Kids don't stray far. They usually curl up in a sheltered place and wait for help. Patience is waiting for God to lead us when we find ourselves venturing beyond the limits of what we know. The epitome of patience is reflected in knowing that when you are lost, you might not know where you are or how to get where you want to go, but God knows where you are and will be faithful to get you where you need to be if you are patient and wait for God rather than set out on your own at the crossroads of confusion and panic. Patience is knowing you're lost and waiting for God to find you. Even I get lost. How much of our panic is because of our lack of imagination? We can't begin to imagine a path that would lead us out of impending doom. We are limited in our imagination to what we think we know, but that seems to be not very useful when we are somewhere that is beyond the limits of what we know. Maybe what we need is a patience that waits for a space to open in our imagination, for a whole new script in which God leads us by way of a road we do not see and could not imagine in our wildest imagination. The journey of the Magi was not over once they found the Christ child and offered him their worship, and neither is ours. They still had to return home. Matthew's gospel tells us the Magi were directed to return home by a different way. Coming, they had followed a star, and when that perhaps tried their patience, they sought out direction and guidance, advice of worldly powers with all of its control, authority, and domination. Now they were to expand their imagination and continue on their way with a loyalty and commitment to the Shepherd King. Because of where their star had led them and the awareness that had awakened within them, they were to embrace a new order. They were to avoid those who would bring death, not life. Theirs was a course that had been altered, Walter Brueggemann says, by 9 miles of difference, referring to the distance from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, a shift from pretension to humility, from power to compassion. What a gift the Magi offer us today, a whole new center of our loyalty and commitment, a whole new imagination of what is possible, a whole new level of patience to wait for God to find us and lead us ever forward into and through unknown places. The Magi have arrived at just the right time to offer us gifts as we begin a new year. They would remind us that this year that our journey is not a race. It's a call. It's our call, and we must see it through in our time. It doesn't matter if we are the last to arrive. It doesn't matter that other teams seem to have found better, quicker routes. What matters is that we know that this is our call and that we see it through. Howard Thurman reminds us that even if we are the last to arrive, we are not eliminated. The call remains, and it is ours. When the songs of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins, to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace to the peoples, to make music in the heart. No matter how hard the journey, how uncertain the path, no matter the needs we discover, the Christ Star will guide our way forward this year, and we will know this is our call. With persistence, with patience, and with a whole new imagination, let's see it through together. Amen. Hear now this call to stewardship. Overwhelmed with joy, the Magi offered their gifts to Christ. May we share our gifts and offerings with the same joy and humility as they did long ago. St. Luke's offers these giving options in order to share worship together of our God through stewardship. You can mail your check to the church office. You can donate online at secure sites by clicking the Give Now button on St. Luke's website, or use the Vanco app, or text the word give to the number in the comments. Let us pray together as we dedicate our lives and the offerings that will be made. Divine and loving God, in worship and awe, we present the offerings to you. May these gifts also be used to proclaim the purpose and mission of Christ. Like the Magi, we too rejoice in the opportunity of worship and giving that is ours. In our giving, let the generosity and peace of Christmas be extended, beyond the confines of appointed seasons.